Lesson 13, Stay True to Your Creed. We are reviewing this week with the Super Kids all the things that we've talked about a creed. As I was praying about where to go with this week 13, I really believe that it was important to stop and to recapture, help your kids understand again why they are doing a creed, how they are going to live their life. Because from this point on in the creed, it all gets kind of very detailed and kind of in your business, so to speak. And as it does, it can get harder to stick with if our kids have not truly made the decision to make God's Word the basis for their life and to make the creed part of their everyday life. So I thought it was very important for you to stop and review and talk about these things again. And this scripture in 2 Timothy 3 is a very good way to do it. I brought in the first part of this because our kids need to understand the times that they're living in and that they don't have to be a part of the hard times. They can watch it happening to other people or watch it happening on the news or watch it happen at school to others, but they don't have to have hard times themselves if they'll stick with what God says. It says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves." That says there will be difficult times for. So really what that's saying is that because of the way they act, these people, there are going to be difficult times. Our kids don't have to act this way so they can be delivered from the difficult times. But listen to this list. This list of things sounds like it was written today. And it sounds like the world in which our kids live in. It says people will love only themselves. You know, ask the kids, do you know people or kids or friends who love themselves and they don't care about other people? It's all over our society today. People do not care about other people. They love money. They're boastful. They're proud. They scoff at God. Boy, that's in the news, isn't it? Be sure and let the kids know what these things are. Ask them if they know examples. They're disobedient to their parents. If our kids are disobedient to their parents, they're going to have difficult times. But remind them of what the Word says in Ephesians. They'll live long on the earth, and they'll have a good and satisfying life if they're obedient to their parents. But if they don't be obedient, they're going to have difficult times. Ungrateful, that's very important to kids. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving, unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. Boy, that describes today's elementary and middle school and high school hallways. Help the kids to understand if they act this way, they're going to have difficult times. If they don't have self-control, if they don't let the Word of God control them, you can point back to our last few lessons about letting your spirit control you. If they don't, they're going to have difficult times. They shouldn't be cruel and hate what is good, betraying their friends, be puffed up with pride, love pleasure rather than God. Talk about these things. Help your kids to understand what these things mean. But it says in verse 14, you must remain faithful to the things that you've been taught. Our kids can hold on to these things that they've been taught and be faithful to them. You know, tell the story of Ruth. There's a lot you could pull into the story of Ruth, but pull out the important things about how she determined to follow Naomi. She always came back. I would point this out to the kids. Ruth came back and told Naomi what had happened during the day and asked her advice. She wanted to follow Naomi's wisdom. Talk to the kids about doing that with their parents. Say, don't leave your parents in the dark about what's going on in your life. Go home after your day's over and talk to them about hard things that happen. Talk to them about what's going on at school. Have an open communication with your parents so that they can help you to walk in the creed. They can help you to walk in the Word of God. Listen, don't be shy at all about comparing the creed to the Word of God. I mean, yes, I know that we wrote the verbiage to the creed, but we got it from the Word of God. We took the Word of God and put it in the form of statements of the things that we should do, and we gave it to you. So don't be afraid to call the creed the Word of God, because it's from the Word of God. And as we talk about how the kids should act, and we get more detailed and more difficult about, it's not just saying, I'm going to listen to the Word. It's saying, I won't lie. I won't gossip. All these things in the next few months that we're going to be going over with the kids are very detailed. And as I said, they get in your business. And they can be harder to walk in on a day-to-day basis. But as your kids determine to be faithful, they determine to do the Word, and you help them to have understanding of why they need to do the Word, your kids can be very strong and very powerful, and that creed will begin to talk to them. Involve your parents in this. Make sure that all the parents have copies of the creed, because parents can use that creed. All they have to do is say, honey, is your behavior reflecting the Word of God? Are you doing what your creed says to do? Man, this is a powerful thing. So get the parents involved in helping the kids to live their creed and be faithful to God's Word.